Hi. Yes, come in. The publisher sent you, right? I bet you've been sent here to nag me about progress. Makes sense. She'd never come herself. Ivory Tower and all. So she sent her, what, intern? Wait, she really sent her intern? Figures. It's not you. It's... I've been writing all day, and I have fierce writer's block, and I thought she would send me an actual editor to help me, but nope, I get you. No, I'm sorry. I promise I'm not always like this. I'm just grouchy. Would you like a tea? I feel like I've been living like a hermit for these last 2 weeks trying to finish chapter 10, but the least I can do is be a good hostess and offer you a drink. Besides, I could really use the company. Maybe somebody to bounce ideas off of, to get the creative juices flowing. Okay, great. Sit. I'll bring the tea out. So, have you read the latest manuscript I emailed over? Oh, great. Well, we'll have heaps to talk about then. How do you take it? Milk and 3 sugars. Well, that's a sweet tooth. Here you go. So what did you think about the manuscript so far? You liked it. Come on now, don't be shy. You need to be able to give good feedback if you're going to be an editor. That doesn't even tell me anything. What was your favorite part? Ah, yes. Chapter 7 is my favorite too. It's quite a long dream sequence though. What specifically spoke to you? I see. The communication between a dom and her submissive is always a really complex and nuanced aspect to write. It was really important for me that Sage's dialogue in the chapter was unrealistically cruel, to really juxtapose with how demure and sweet she is in her daily life. I've been trying to sharpen and add some realism to the dialogue in this latest chapter, though. Chapter 10. Well, so you know how in Chapter 9, it ended with Sage finally luring poor, helpless Alex to her house for tea? Well, I was thinking Chapter 10 would focus on her inner predator taking over and finally creating the opportunity for her to develop into the cruel, yet comforting dom that was foreshadowed in her dreams in Chapter 7. But I'm really struggling to make it seem realistic. How can something as innocent as tea turn into him relinquishing control to her? Like, how does that even happen? Nothing, really? You're pretty quiet for a future editor, you know. I guess you're sort of like Alex in the book, huh? Yeah, well, he's quiet, and he has that sort of inexperienced quality. Like you, no? I'm just kidding, but you do really need to stop being so shy. Would you like to help me with some dialogue for Chapter 10? Like, for example, if Sage said something like, "Sweetie, you've barely touched your tea," what would you do? Oh, shit. Let me get you a rag. That's cute, though. Like, he was so intimidated by her presence that he couldn't hold the cup still. I think that'll actually really work. So, what would you say if she asked, "Do you find me sexually attractive?" I mean, if Sage asked Alex if he found her sexually attractive. Interesting. So maybe if I wrote it as a shy shuffling in his seat after he answered. It's alliterative as well. I like it. And what about when I, Sage, reaches out and touches you like this? Startled. Calm down. This is how I research all of my scenes. I just want to capture how you'd react. Like, do you feel uncomfortable if I leave my hand here? How about if I move it a little further? That's great. So he'd look down shyly because why? Maybe if I, So he's rock hard after she touches him on the inside of his thigh. What about when she kisses you? Down and no eye contact. And then I would need to lift your chin up like this too. Thank you for being so vulnerable with me. You've given me some fantastic material. I can really feel the scene coming together from just tea. Do you want to keep helping me? Okay, great. Undress. What? I said, undress. Well, I can picture how Sage would seduce such a sweet boy. But the peak of chapter 10 is when Sage cruelly and relentlessly teases weak, submissive Alex until he begs her so sweetly to come. What do you mean? I promise this is a really important part of being an intern. All of my editor's interns help me with my dialogue. I know it's hard. I can feel it. It's hard for me too. Why don't we work through this together? Okay, good. Good boy. Oh, well, Sage says that in her dream, so I thought it might help get you into the submissive mindset. Good boy. Now undress. I won't say it again. In a neat pile on the couch, okay? Good boy. You're doing so well. Wow, that is such an erection. It is all right to enjoy this, you know. So Sage starts by gently stroking up here and do you feel vulnerable like this, naked in front of me? Good boy. That's just how Sage wants him to feel. No, wait here. What? Don't be surprised. How am I supposed to describe a collar and cuffs if I don't have it in front of me? Now Sage puts these on him. Like this, with his hands behind his back. Fascinating. And I guess Alex stands there, obedient and silent, without making eye contact. Now sit down here. I'm gonna go get a couple of things that Sage might use to tease him. Oh my god, those eyes. That's great. You look like a sweet little herbivore that I'm about to devour. You are so hard. When did you last come? A week ago. Well, well. What are we going to do about that? What do you think Sage would do with that information? Do you think she'd stroke you hard and fast and let you come? Or would she kiss your neck like this? I personally think she'd be all about the tease. That's the key to good writing. It's all about the buildup. The longer you can keep them wanting, the better it gets. Do you like having your nipples played with? Good boy. Your moans are really cute. You want me to touch it, but we've only just started, and you're so hard. I bet it would feel amazing to stroke it right now. Oh, the way you said please was perfect. Say it again. There, there. I'll gently tease you some more. Do you like this brush? I wonder how it feels using the tip to gently brush over your skin, your nipples here, your stomach, your cock, your balls. That's it. Moan for me. Don't be afraid to be vocal, sweetie. It's only you and me. Is my brush making you eager for more? Yeah? You are so cute right now, you know. I can see the goosebumps all over your skin. Bet you really want me to stroke it some more, don't you? More soft little brush strokes. Do you think you can come from just this? I didn't think so. These moans are just music to my ears, though. I don't think I want to stop. Oh, you want me to stroke you? I know. Do you know how to ask nicely? Beg for it. Say it again. You're such a sweet boy, Alex. I think you really deserve this. You like that. You're twitching already. The way you say please is just so desperate and cute. I bet I can make you come with just one finger, couldn't I? You're doing so well. I'm seeing exactly how submissive a cute boy can be. You're really helping me, you know. Do you want to come? I know you do. Maybe just a little bit more stroking and... Oh, you're twitching again. That means you're on the edge, right? You must be feeling so desperate. Do you want to come? I bet my hands feel so good. I can just feel you melting for me. Give me a little bit more of those sweet moans. It's so fun to make you twitch. Do you want to come? Do you really want to come? Oh, you are just a mess. You'd do anything for me right now, wouldn't you? I see. Well, since you want it so badly, if you'll do anything,
you'll not come.
Oh, but sweetie, you did say anything for me.
Oh, don't cry. I've got all my material now. The desperation on your face just then was adorable. It was perfect. It's exactly what I want Sage to do to Alex. Don't worry. It's all going to be okay. You can finish in my mouth. Would you like that? Good boy. Do you like it like this? Oh. Really fun. Was it as good for you as it was for me? Oh, good boy. Let me get these cuffs off of you. You can keep the collar though if you want. You did a really good job for me today. You've been such a good inspiration. But I really need to write now. So take your time. Relax, finish your tea, reflect. Actually, you know, I'm planning a spicy sex scene coming up in chapter 12. I think I'm going to have some terrible writer's block then, too. So I might need your assistance again.